As Lewis and Clark headed west and north in 1803 to explore the newly acquired Louisiana Purchase, another explorer headed to the southwestern reaches of that territory. One of the landmarks he found still bears his name today. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
Classic iron, colorful characters. That's what you'll find in The Best of Tractor Tales, a new 2-DVD set. As seen each week on U.S. Farm Report, the first DVD is all green, The Best of John Deere. The second DVD is a mix of models, which is available individually for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
Aloha, I'm Andrew McRae, inviting American Countryside listeners to join me on an agricultural adventure to the Hawaiian Islands, November 4th to the 13th. We'll stay on Oahu and soak up the sun on Waikiki Beach, then fly to Kauai to see extraordinary Waimea Canyon. We'll also stay on Maui at the fabulous Hyatt Regency Resort on Kuanapali Beach. Agricultural highlights include the pineapple and coffee plantations, lavender farm, and much more. For your free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266. Today we know this area as Colorado Springs.
The Ute had a huge influence in this area, as did the Cheyenne, the Arapaho, the Comanche, the Apache, all kind of claimed this territory as part of theirs.
Matt Mayberry shares the story from the Colorado Springs Pioneers Museum.
We have a close relationship and an ongoing relationship to American Indian peoples. You'll find that reflected in a lot of our place names here. Cheyenne Mountain, which is just to our south. Even Pikes Peak has an American Indian name.
Pikes Peak was called Long Mountain by the Arapaho. There were early explorers in the area, but something else brought the masses here.
In terms of settlement, people were brought out here by gold. And so the 1859 gold rush is what initially brings permanent settlement to the Pikes Peak area.
Before the discovery of gold, though, early Americans came here to see exactly what they'd purchased in their land deal of 1803.
Just as Lewis and Clark were heading up to the northwest, Zebulon Pike was heading to explore the southwest region of Louisiana Territory. And we are at the very edge of Louisiana at that time, in a time of Jefferson.
Zebulon Pike saw what we today know as Pike's Peak. However, he never climbed the mountain, and in fact, early cartographers perhaps thought another man's name should be attached to the mountain. Today, that mountain is one of the main draws for visitors who want to climb to its summit, either on foot, by rail, or car. The history of Pike's Peak is intriguing, and that's where we'll be next time as we travel the countryside in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Andrew McRae.